Good morning, night, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for another relaxation story. Calla the Red Panda and Chuff the Snow Leopard have now reached the foot of the tallest mountain and are not sure where to go next. They've thought about the ancient treasure rhyme over and over to try to figure out the next clue. At the highest altitude, for centuries lay a multitude of treasures beyond all imagination that will one day save our humble nation. Riches that will only be unburied by one who is pure of heart and deed, who will pass through fire, water, air, and earth, and defeat monsters to prove their worth. The fortune you seek to win is unlocked by power from within. Well, they've reached the highest mountain, so they know that they'll have to go up. But which way? There are different paths leading up the mountain. How will they know which one is the right path? Let's check back in on Calla and Chuff after the calm down countdown. Find a comfortable place to either sit or lie down. Close your eyes. Start to slow down your breathing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you're not sitting, do so now. Pretend that there is a magnet on the top of your head, and there's a magnetic force above you. It's not that big, so it won't pull you off the ground, but it's beginning to pull your head upwards. Lift your chin a little, and keep pretending that that magnet is pulling you up straight. Now stretch out your legs. There are three different paths that Calla and Chuff can take up the tallest mountain that will take them to the highest altitude. Raise your hands up above your head, and now bend at your waist as you reach towards your toes, touching the ground wherever it's most comfortable. 1. Lift your upper body back up again. Now feel that magnet gently pulling your head up again, with your shoulders and back following. Now that you're sitting up tall again, let's stretch our arms up above our heads, and this time, lean down to one side, outside of your legs, and reach down. 2. Let's sit back up again, letting that magnet help straighten you up. Now raise your arms up one last time. Lean forward, but to the other side this time, outside your legs, and reach down to wherever is comfortable. 3. Okay, sit back up again. Cross your legs if that's comfortable for you, and sit up tall. Close your eyes if they aren't already. After thinking and looking and thinking some more, especially on the line of the poem that said, "Who will pass through fire, water, air, and earth," Chuff finally noticed beautiful red flowers growing near the left side path. They were rhododendrons, which are the national flower of Nepal, where Calla and Chuff are. Chuff thought the red flowers looked so bright, almost like a flame. She got excited and thought, maybe this is the fire they were supposed to go through. She went over to that path with the rhododendrons, and sure enough, she found that someone carved a picture of a red panda behind the rhododendron tree. This had to be it. When she told Calla, Calla was excited that they knew where to go now. But she also felt a little strange. Her stomach feels funny and she can't stop thinking about how she wishes she thought of it first. She's feeling jealous that Chuff figured out where to go when she was the one who thought about finding the treasure since she was little. If she hadn't let Chuff in on her secret and her mission, Chuff would never even had heard of the treasure. Rest your hands on your knees, palms facing up. Let's take 3 deep breaths here, trying to stretch them out. Breathe in through your nose for 1, 2, 3, and now out through your mouth for 3, 2, 1. In through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth, 3, 2, 1. Last time, in through your nose, 1, 2, 3, and out through your mouth, 3, 2, 1. Calla's feeling jealous of Chuff. I think it may be because she was always afraid she'd never find the treasure. But now that someone else has found a major clue leading to it, Calla's wondering if she was right in the first place and would never have found it on her own. One really good way to help get over that feeling of jealousy is to focus on gratitude. We've talked about gratitude before. It means being grateful or thankful for what you already have. Gratitude can help us get jealous thoughts out of our heads because thinking of all the different things that are good in our lives fills our minds and pushes those jealous thoughts out. With your hands on your knees, start to squeeze them into a fist. Squeeze harder now, feeling your arms and hands getting tenser and tighter. Let's pretend these are jealous feelings. Squeeze even harder now, maybe feeling your fingernails pressing against your palms. Now, when I count to 3, release your fists. 1, 2, 3. Let your hands and arms relax and feel them gently melt. The tension and tightness is leaving. Let's try that again. Make those fists again and squeeze tightly. Tighter. And now on the count of 3, release them. 1, 2, 3. Let your hands and arms rest and relax. Before we go, let's all think of at least one thing we're grateful for right now. It could be a person, or a thing, or a pet, or something that we can do really well. What are you grateful for today? Calla and Chuff are going to start making their way up the mountain through the rhododendron or fire path. Next time, Calla is going to start really missing her mom and have to deal with the feeling of sadness. Until then, peace out and peace within. This episode of Peace Out was written and narrated by me, Chanel Sang. Thank you to Rob Griffiths and Jess Judd for the always amazing work on production. What did you think of today's story? We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, tweet at Peace Out Podcast, send us a message through our Bedtime FM Facebook page, or email peaceout@bedtime.fm. Thanks for listening.